Yippee-yi-yay. Yippee-yi-yo. Ghost riders in the sky. An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way.
The host of Making Sense of the Madness, Jason Permis, old-time Infowars colleague, will be taking over in this hour ahead of Harrison Smith. Coming up in 1 hour with the War Room. And I'm going to obviously file a bunch of special reports like I did last night. There's a lot I didn't get to, a lot breaking. Very crazy time to be alive right now. Iran hinting they got nuclear weapons. I mean, this is bonkers. But let me do this because we won't be here if I don't do this. I plugged one time at the end of the first hour, a little bit at the end of the last hour, like 10 seconds. That won't pay the bills. Because when I don't plug, you don't buy. When I talk to you, you do. Listen, the products are insanely good. All you got to do is say, hey, I want to support that guy and their crew. They've been through a lot. They do a great job. Let me see how good these are. Our bovine colostrum, our Shilajit, our methylene blue, our Irish sea moss. It's all incredible. But a product that we put out like 13, 14 years ago when nobody else did it, True Atomic Iodine, X2 has not been available in the last year. Well, we went to the same lab, made it even stronger and better. It's T3. When you upgrade something, you just change the name. We call it Plus, but I don't call it Plus X2. So it's T3, ladies and gentlemen. Like there's X1, X2, X3, like with fighter jets is why I made these names. But it is the missing link in your body. It's essential, just like oxygen, you die in 4 minutes, without water 4 days, without food about 30 days. That's because there's minerals and stuff and vitamins in the food. Well, iodine's essential. Over 2 million people have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. This will decalcify the pineal gland. It's so essential. It's the opposite of fluoride. It's also a halogen. T3, now back in stock, limited run, 50% off for VIP members at theologistore.com. Everybody else, 25% off. And it's a limited run. More comes in less than a month or about a month. But this will be sold out at current sales rates by like next Thursday. Get your T3 now. And if you don't want it to sell out, become a subscriber. Lock in 50% off in the future when you're a subscriber. And they hold back bottles for you. You get it each month. Cancel any time for free. So you'll get benefits from being a subscriber or a VIP member. When you're a VIP member at theologistore.com with all the supplements, all the Patriot apparel, the knives, the collectible stuff, all the cool things, $30 a month, cancel any time, you instantly get $40 to spend each month. So if you buy anything, you should be a VIP, and you get special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So anybody buying anything, theologistore.com should be a VIP. And I'd say commit to the show, be a VIP, get better deals. It's not a commitment, cancel any time for free. It's in your profile. From the date you sign up as VIP each month, it rolls over and charges you again. Anytime before that, cancel. It's not even a commitment, except I know I'm just like you. I always get healthier when I, about once a year, oh, I forgot for months to take my supplements. How did I do that? Oh, my wife took the Lazy Susan off the middle of the table. I get it, or I put it in my bathroom. I remember, I get it all ready. I feel great, and then I forget. It's the same thing. Become a VIP. That way it's just recurring every month. You want to cancel, you do it. But the thing is, you don't forget to reorder because you get those $40 credit each month and special deals, special offers in your profile at thealexshow.com. And that's what funds this operation. And the big final coup de grace is here. We've survived so much. People think it's Chicken Little or Boy Cried Wolf. Even though it's all in court records, the raids, the fake auctions, the shutdowns, everything. The state receivers not allowing us to pay for internet, power, any of it. And it all starts turning off early next month, so we're guessing we can go to the 15. The crew's like, what's the thing? I'm like, the InfoWars might shut off like in like 20 days or something. I mean, I can't own anything. I can't run this. But the Alex Jones Network is owned by Bigly. We've already got a backup studio built, bigger one getting built. That's why also going to thealexshow.com helps fund the future. It's so important to continue this work. The products are amazing. Go now to thealexshow.com and be the reason we stay on the air. Because they can take the name InfoWars and website. That means nothing. The Alex Jones Network should be even stronger. And like Obi-Wan Kenobi says, you can't win. You strike me down, and we're more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at thealexshowstore.com.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show, and my name is Jason Burmess, and we are going to be getting into new Epstein revelations, including a large drug enforcement agency investigation into Epstein and other co-conspirators on ketamine prostitution and beyond. I warned people from the very beginning, when you have this type of solicitation, control, weapons dealing, again, Epstein was an arms dealer, you also have drugs. So we're going to be talking about that at length. We're going to be making some Leslie Wexner revelations that come from the Virginia Giuffre Roberts book. We're going to get into the conflict in Iran, but I really wanted to start it off talking about Alex himself. You know, earlier this week, I was able to actually interview somebody. You know, I always tell people, don't have heroes, be your own hero, be able to look at yourself in the mirror every day and know that you're the person who controls your destiny and trying to make the world a better place through your actions. However, I've always admired people. I admire Alex Jones. We're going to get into that in a moment. But I got to interview a guy named Rob Ager. And he did this video many, many years ago called The Meaning of the Monolith. Big Kubrick fan. Alex is now friends with Kubrick's daughter. And I remember sitting down in those InfoWars offices, fresh offices, by the way. It was only like a summer before that I was at a totally different location. And the pure force, the presence of Alex Jones manifested this, what was unprecedented in alternative media at that time. I mean, no competitors, no one even in the realm of what he had done with what I became aware of post 9/11 in like 2002, that at the time, before, you know, there was even a prisonplanet.tv, it was almost like a blog site. In fact, it was just like Alex Jones was doing internet radio before podcasting was a thing. Okay. He also was doing independent media before blogs and even vlogs were a thing. I mean, he literally had Kevin Booth and Mike Hansen filming him in rants and running them on public television. Okay, and I say all of this because it has allotted me an opportunity to interview amazing and interesting people, okay, that we don't always share the same beliefs, obviously. We're human beings. We're going to differ. I don't always share the same beliefs as Alex Jones, believe it or not. But at InfoWars, as the first person to ever have a show over there outside of Alex, under that banner, I got to interview comedians like Bill Burr, Patrice O'Neill, who's no longer with us. I remember subbing in on the show, Tommy Chong. And to this day, you know, I'm buddies with guys like Sam Tripoli and Kurt Metzger. You know, people that are bringing people into the fold of questioning their reality. That's not possible without a guy like Alex Jones. I hate to tell everybody. I mean, pioneer in that regard. And let me also say this. because I'm extremely upset with what is going on overseas in this conflict of Iran. And I've expressed that time and time again on social media. And what I've been bombarded with are a bunch of faceless, anonymous, loser avatars. Alex Jones has put his face behind everything he has said. He doesn't have bot accounts. He doesn't have a SOC account. You know how many of these influencers, another term I can't stand. It's grotesque. It's so ridiculous. And, you know, on one end, the establishment wants to, you know, act like, for instance, the insanity of, you know, putting your kids on drugs and lopping off their genitals and telling them something that goes against their natural biology, okay? That these people they call influencers have no influence over whatsoever. But the true quote unquote influencers of this world are honestly guys like Epstein behind the scenes that are talking with guys like Gates on how do we get rid of poor people as a whole. You see, it's not how do we get rid of poverty as a whole. How do we make society? How do we get rid of these damn poor people? You know, well, I am one of those poor people. I've always identified as that. And I've always felt very lucky, you know, to have a chance in this country because you can actually make it out of generational poverty or your situation in a place like this. And you can do so, especially, which is very hard, by telling the truth. It's amazing. It's not easy. You're going to climb a lot of mountains. I'm still climbing a lot of mountains. Got a couple projects in the work that go down to the baseline of what woke me up via 9/11 and why I'm so adamantly against a war like this. Because at the baseline, our entire foreign and domestic policy post that event has been based on a fairy tale narrative. Let's be honest with ourselves. You know, aside from the hijackers' training and protection and connections to the FBI and CIA that trickle out here and there. Ooh, the Al-Bayoumi story's big. I was telling people those two same guys were living with and renting from an FBI informant for years and years and years. I just saw LA Mag connecting those dots. Well, good for you. Where's the accountability? That's the big issue, right? And I think that issue has to be the one moving forward. And that's why you have to be critical of this administration when it's not doing the right thing, when it's not telling you the truth, period. Any administration, okay? But at the same time, I think you also have to be pragmatic. I mean, I am angry about what is going on in foreign policy. Do I think Kamala Harris would have been better? No, actually, I think we'd be in a lot more trouble. I mean, I lived through a four-year zombie administration that was complete and total censorship, complete and total insanity. And that doesn't mean I like what's going on now, right? And once again, I'm given a venue here to express these things. And over the years, you know how many times Alex Jones has told me what to say? Never. Never. Or what not to say? Never. So you're getting 100% Burmese 100% of the time. Let's get into Epstein. That's what most people want. The new Epstein news. Well, let's do it. Bloomberg, Jason Leopold. You know, I shouldn't call it Bloomberg because you automatically think Bloomberg. You think utter propaganda. Jason Leopold is the guy behind this. And you can go watch, since that one is behind a paywall. I'm also going to show you an article where you can get the baseline of it. Just a little small interview with Jason on this subject. I'm going to tell you right now, I followed this guy's work amongst others that have covered Epstein for, say, the Daily Beast and, you know, traditionally bad mainstream media outlets. This is an extensive piece that's 100% on the money. Now, the real question is, first and foremost, you know, we know about the quote-unquote trumpet plant nursery, all right? Now, when we're talking about ketamine, this is a drug that's been around for a long time, actually. Horse tranquilizer in most cases, but people take it as they do hallucinogenics. They microdose it, et cetera, et cetera. Certainly not my cup of tea. There is a market for it. Now, the documents, which are heavily redacted, showed that this stems from a 2010 investigation. I think catching Epstein and his brother and other associates of theirs, okay, in this web as far as 2014. Now, this should also give you the idea of the scope and time frame of a lot of these investigations that eventually, I mean, first of all, that we never hear about, that also go nowhere and there's no prosecutions for. And this one allegedly closed in 2023. And the reason that we're being made aware of it is because the document itself seems to show that during Epstein's 2019 case, this other investigation that was open was disclosed in discovery in some way to his lawyers. I know that's a mouthful, but that's where we're at because there's so many intricacies of this case, okay? And when you look at it, you got to ask yourself, what is the Department of Justice doing? Why is this being shut down under the Trump administration, especially when, if you remember, okay, if you remember, when they tried to make the excuse at first, okay, saying that the binder was it and it was all over and they got caught on that. It was before Massey got the bill passed. What'd they say? Well, we've got some open investigations. Well, this one seemed to be open just up until the Trump administration coming in. I would imagine they still got the evidence on file. Maybe you want to reopen it. Maybe this is the one you might want to look into. I don't know. So I want to talk about this documentation too. And here is the DOJ file because we're going to hone in on two little subsections. I like to show my work. And one of the things that's really is important, and I've got to note this, we don't get any of these Epstein files under a Kamala Harris administration. And why don't we? Because even if you have a guy like Massey, right, out there telling the truth, the Democrats themselves, they're only voting for this so they can try to hurt Trump. The vast majority of them. I think that Ro Khanna hopefully is in good faith on this one. I'm hoping that the demonry doesn't run so deep that, like, even he's only playing political baseball. Because if you read the files, everybody, and here's another thing that some people want to be critical on me, they literally exonerate the narrative that Trump is one of the few people within the establishment that does break ties with Epstein. You have the documentation in there that Epstein wants to give him a call about the Virginia situation. In other words, knowing that Virginia Giuffre Roberts is pushing this issue, which she did. She ended up winning in court against Prince Andrew post the 2008 Palm Beach arrest. And she wasn't the only one, but she was the one directly connected to Mar-a-Lago and part of that falling out. Okay. They also had some business deals where Trump, didn't like Epstein coming after it, outbid him, basically bid him up. You ever watch those storage wars where they bid you up? He didn't like Epstein doing that. Okay? So he's one of the guys that wasn't having dinner with Epstein after his conviction. Just to let everybody know. That's just what's really in the documents. He's one of the guys that actually did cooperate with Bradley Edwards, a lawyer of not only Giuffre Roberts, but many of the other victims. And people will point to these absurdist inserts in there that are Jane and Tiffany Doe's that are from 2019, 2020. And that's important. I know people don't want to have that realization. First of all, the best documentation that we have are the direct emails between the demons and their minions, right? The Michael Wolfs of the world, etc. Then the next best thing are the type of records that you get within the court system, between the lawyers themselves, the communications, the discovery, which we're about to show you something that's just wild in this document. That's important. You want to source that. The least important are like random tips that are in there that feed into this weird psychosis that Instagrammers and TikTokers can't get enough of and are making a boatload of money on, this idea that Joe Biden was an actor in a mask. Guys, I watched Beyond, the zoomed in, over filtered. Like I'm looking at right now, like Zoom has this auto sharpening filter. I'm not sure how you're going to see me. I'm taping this myself where you won't see it. So maybe you want a comparison. But they take this sharpening filter that's been available in Photoshop forever. After they have a low res image, it creates like a line. It's a mask. It's a mask. That like stuff like that is in the files with spooky music. You got people losing it, thinking Jim Carrey, 64-year-old man who's going through some obvious mental issues of his own, popping a little Botox in, that it's a mask. No, that's the level of the insanity of the accusations against Trump in those documents. Just to let everybody know. What is in there? Oh, it's the whole network. It's also stark and stunning admissions of FBI corruption, cover-up, and negligence. And this document in particular, okay, what it shows, it's just incredible because you're kind of taken aback. It's a long-form document about the Child Protective Unit. So, you know, the abuse of children, pretty big deal. And how, on a Super Bowl Sunday, someone hacks in, okay, and just starts deleting files pertaining to the investigation of Epstein. Now, the number is astonishing because it's a number I had not heard before. Now, the question is whether or not all the files that were deleted were pertaining to Epstein, or we're just talking about large, large chunks. But even these chunks are an incredible amount. So again, here's the source document. In fact, we'll even do it just to show you. And it again, a lot of these files are duplicates, triplicates, like four or five. So it may not be X'd out this way, but let's type it in. Tara, okay? And it is the third one down. Nope. Let's see. Fourth one down. Here it is right here. All of it's X'd out. But this is the 500 terabytes of data right here. 500 terabytes of data gone. 500. I mean, guys, to put that into perspective, I am a digital archivist to the full. I don't even know how to explain it other than I am obsessed with this material sitting here right now. Is actually this stack of discs that you're looking at right now, I broke out of the archives, is one of the stack of discs that I worked on, Fabled Enemies, in 2008, before Alex Jones was in the studio they're broadcasting me out of right now. Okay, right here. This is my obsession. Over the years, I have stacks of hard drives. To give you, again, another just random example of who I am, is these are small ones. These are just two little SSDs. If you were to take every single hard drive in my house, which are numerous, I've probably only had a few go bad, and I probably have those bad ones hidden away somewhere for a clean room or other technology one day, because that's how badly I don't want to lose them. 500 terabytes. No, I wouldn't even be close. I want to say over the last almost 20 years, I probably accumulated close to 200 or three tops. And who knows, I might be highballing. They lost 100 terabytes of the data. 100 terabytes of the data. That is, if that's just the Epstein files, I mean, that would mean that literally Epstein every day was not only recording but archiving, taking out every single hard drive of that data at probably most of his establishments, especially with the compression size of the time period we're talking about. Just a little dork speak for you. Okay? Now, I want to play this clip really quick. We now are getting closer to the establishment of Epstein and co-conspirators and money. Okay. And the names that are out there, when you see this clip, it just really caught my attention because you get individual names like Wexner and Leon Black and people that I've discussed before. Dubin is one of them. But then you just get the blanket, the Rothschilds, which I want to talk about in a minute. But here is that clip.
First of all, Mr. Khan's answering every question thus far. He's completed 2 full hours of depositions. I would say we are possibly at the halfway point. It could last more than 4 hours. But he confirmed there were 5 clients that paid money to Epstein, and that was Les Wexner, Lynn Dubin, Stephen Sanofsky, the Rothschilds, and Leon Black.
So I just want to stop it right there for a second. Sorry about the little snafu there. The Rothschilds. Now, in the past, if you talked about a power structure like the Rothschilds, a literal generational dynasty of a family that does have their hands not only in most aspects of the geopolitical arena, but the economic arena as a whole, and that goes into the military-industrial complex, you're a conspiracy theorist. You're probably a bigot, right? Oh, same thing with the Rockefellers. And then you see Epstein in his kickoff in that interview with Bannon talking about his meeting with David Rockefeller, attending the Trilateral Commission, then using it as an example of the people that rule the world, you know, the Illuminati, another organization supposedly doesn't exist. And look, I get it. I'm not saying, you know, the Illuminati, you know, especially what they, the cartoon level type Illuminati that they've given you in those same mask TikTok and Instagram videos. No, these are circles within circles. These are organizations like the Trilateral Commission, like the Bilderberg Group, like the Council on Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute of National Affairs. And these are the players on the inside that then play out to the entertainment industry. A lot of stuff in there with Epstein, Hollyweird, and an adult film star named Sasha Grey that had some mainstream success. No one's talking about that. No one's talking about that. And then on the other end of it, things, you know, that DARPA would be involved in. Cloning, genetics. He's talking to Ben Goertzel about transhumanism, making him a list. This is the predator class on display. And they're giving you that same blueprint that InfoWars gave you through my film, which you can watch for free, called Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. If that's not the network that you see in these emails, I don't know, you might be a little bit blind. So what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to support this broadcast. You're going to want to go to the alexjonesstore.com right now. I've got so much still of my InfoWars gear that I wear out in public proudly all the time. Become a VIP sponsor. Get the t-shirts, get the supplements, get the hats. Because the InfoWars studio spirit of humanity is never going to die. Thanks to you, InfoWarriors. We're going to be back. More Epstein and beyond after this.
So, CIA declassified documents last week. Operation Artichoke to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Now, this is all over the place. Joe Rogan talks about it, I have for years. But here it is. Scientists and doctors figuring out now, the CIA knew in 62 that dewormers could reverse most cancers and didn't tell the public that's mass murder. Here it is.
My parasite medications work against cancer cells. And it turns out that the parasites use mitochondrial substrate level phosphorylation in the tissue. And these Embendazole, fenbendazole kill these parasites. So I tried it on the cancer cell, and sure as hell, it targets the mitochondrial substrate and glycolysis. So we have a mechanism now why parasite medications are working. But cancer is not a parasite. All these people say, oh, cancer is a parasite. It's not a parasite. Parasites and tumors use a common metabolic pathway, and a drug that works against parasites can be very effective against cancer. And that's what we begin to see, especially under nutritional ketosis.
So to be clear, the anti-parasite drugs cut off the same mechanism in cancer, but we now know and have known that a lot of cancers from parasites, it's double good. And I don't sell that, but you can buy it online. And my medical doctor told me years ago, take this once a year as a regimen. I do. That's important information you might want to write down, folks, okay? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this house where put in the salt, IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world, has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger, pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Your Doc Chambers on, medical doctor, special forces colonel, army colonel. And I said, what do you think methylene blue? He goes, I've been on this since 2004. When I got blown up in Iraq, I had brain damage because it blew away the sheath that's on my nerves. So I did research and found out that they had studies going back over 100 years on methylene blue helping regrow the sheaths on your nerves and all the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue. And I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at thealexjonesshow.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at thealexjonesstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger. Exclusively available through our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things. Libido, stamina, energy. It skips the oxidation process in the cells, the methylene blue. And iodine works very similarly, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are back. It is The Alex Jones Show's fourth hour. I am Jason Furmis. And when we get into the Epstein stuff, I know that there seems to be these areas that are beyond belief, okay? And for instance, when I talk about the fact that guys like Bill Gates, Jeffrey Epstein, the royal family, you know, not just Prince Andrew, his brother Charles especially, they're not too keen on the average folks. And then they ask how they're going to pull off a preparing for pandemics scheme together. It's very loving because they love us. And when they say things like this, how do we get rid of the poor people as a whole? People can grasp that. But one of the things that they can't get their heads around is when you get into the dark ritualistic abuse, especially of children. And I'll never forget that it was Alex Jones and InfoWars that really introduced me to Ted Gunderson, who I would spend a couple days with all the way back in 2006. Man, 20 years ago. God, time flies. I would read the Franklin cover-up and the Franklin scandal, the Franklin cover-up by the late John DeCamp, one of the people that actually worked on the case, and then the Franklin scandal by Nick Bryant, who not only backed up what DeCamp said, but found other victims and had documentation that thick. Books right there. I actually broke it out with my interview with Rob Ager. Just a couple of years ago, my good friend Derek Brose of the Conscious Resistance, who had done amazing work on the Finders cult that integrates into that Franklin scandal story, was doing one on Utah. Look it up. People within the government, okay, I want people to understand this. People within the government there in Utah being accused of not only the abuse of children, but cannibalism. Weird. A little dark. One of them, you know, the person with no money, and I believe who had prior convictions, should have never been out in the jail in the first place for the abuse of children. I mean, guys, when you read some of the allegations on this one, and again, some of these people actually got convicted of it, we're talking Texas Chainsaw Massacre type stuff, okay? Okay? So that case, the guy in the government gets off, and I can't make it up, guys. He goes and buys a castle in Scotland because, you know, he's got castle money. Just, you know, you still don't think high-level abuse of kids goes on in a ritualistic manner? Well, we got this story. I missed it. I think it came out in July of last year, so 6 months ago. Never even saw it. Survivors testify. MKs, that's members of the Knesset, participated in sadistic sexual rituals involving minors. Doctors, educators, police officers, past and present members of the Knesset were involved in these abuses. Okay? Now, if you want, you can go watch these women's testimony yourself. You know, obviously, I don't even know if this was reported on. This is in June. I saw it in no Western media. You know, I caught this by accident. Y'all, Ariel, one of the abuse survivors, shared, "I experienced ritual abuse over many years until my late teens and was forced to harm other children. I chose to speak out and make my voice heard. I received threats after revealing my story. From the age of 5 to the age of 20, I was harmed in these ceremonies." So we can sit here and we can turn a blind eye and we can act like these things don't exist, or we can come to the realization that not only do they exist, but unfortunately it's part of the hierarchy. It's part of the power structure. It's why we so badly actually need to change this system, right? Well, another story that I missed that was from some months ago. We got a long ways to change this system. I had no idea that Anthony Weiner actually ran for office. Thank God he lost. He didn't get Mom Donnie'd into New York again. He's going for New York City Council. Okay? Didn't even know he was running. I found this clip. He was not only on The View. We're going to play it. It's only 2 minutes long. But first of all, they totally massaged what he had been convicted of. And we talk about platforming. But forget about platforming. These guys essentially endorsed him to get back Anthony Weiner back into government. And the crowd clapped. Now, first of all, I'm not going to be in a crowd in The View. That's probably a 0.0% chance. But let's say, for some unknown reason, I was on the set of a talk show just out of chance, watching something. I don't know who's going to be on. And Anthony Weiner comes on. You're probably going to have to drag me out of there for me screaming at him like, "What are you doing?" Why would you have this person on there? Probably that. Probably getting kicked out. The last thing I would do, you could have 100 applause signs. Clapping for Anthony Weiner? My God. So here is that unbelievable clip of, and this is where we're lost as a society. Not only can't we keep these people in prison when we catch them red-handed, okay? We actually endorse them on the screens across the world. Craziness.
You resigned from Congress in 2011 over a sexting scandal. 2 years later, you stepped down from the mayoral race after sexting again under the alias Carlos Danger. And then in 2016, you sent lewd texts to a minor and served 15 months in prison, in addition to becoming a registered sex offender. Nice. So with all that said, why do you think, or why should New Yorkers give you a chance at a political comeback?
Well, let me just say this. I mean, all of that is happened.
And— oh, did it? All of that and more happened, buddy. You know, we often talk about that Weiner laptop, and it's only kind of through the whole Russiagate Johnny nonsense, okay, and the Mueller report that we even have these little subsections of truth that you had people in the child abuse division in New York looking through this thing and asking why the FBI wasn't there. They didn't realize the FBI is the cover-up crew, right? Why is the FBI forensic team not here? Now, just that alone, you would think, well, they must. I mean, the New York cops saw it. That must be where they charged him, right? No. They didn't charge him from anything on that laptop. The only reason he got charged in that scandal with the 15-year-old girl, all right, is because she kept the Skype messages. She screenshot stuff. She kept videos. Do you think that girl was a one-off by this guy? Do you believe that? Do you believe it's somebody with means, money, and power that's sick enough to do that with a 15-year-old girl? It's a one-time thing. But hey, let's have him on The View. Let's hear what all that's true. No kidding, Anthony.
And I accept responsibility for it. You won't hear me do what some other people in public life have done, Donald Trump or Andrew Cuomo or Eric Adams. I'm a victim. They persecuted me for no reason. I was dealing with very serious problems. I was dealing with what I now understand to be addiction. I lost my brother Seth to addiction. And,
you know, it makes me physically ill when these people of power, especially within the government, you know, Foley was another one. That's an Invisible Empire and New World Order defined. Here was a guy that praised Chris Hansen's work, was working within the government on child abuse cases, fully, okay? And I believe he was a Republican, not a Democrat, just to let everybody know. And he gets caught sexting his 15-year-old pages. Does he go to jail? No, he goes to rehab. It's about addiction. Remember when Hassert got caught finally? Hassert only gets caught. Dennis Hassert made his way to the Speaker of the House. Speaker of the House. Now, you would think that they would have investigated him on this thing via his abused kids. No, it was because they actually started investigating suspicious payments that they couldn't figure out would go into a guy that was keeping his mouth shut. They finally had to talk about the years of abuse by Dennis Hassert. I mean, think about this. Dennis Hassert was abusing kids. Allegedly, a judge labeled him a serial child abuser, okay, when he was a gym teacher and a coach. And over decades, he would amass all that power. Do you think, again, he stopped as he got more resources? I keep going down the line. Barney Frank, another one. You want to talk about the Franklin scandal? He has his paid-for page boy running an underage brothel in his D.C. apartment, type in a skeleton in Barney's closet. Did we learn from any of this? I've just discussed abuses that have been going on the past 3.5-4 decades. Oh, no, we'll put Anthony Weiner back on TV and let him say, Oh, it's an addiction. Well, let Foley go to rehab and never prosecute him, give him a radio show.
And I accept, I didn't ask for a trial. I pled guilty, served my time in prison, served in a halfway house, served probation, went to try to do good work for the formerly incarcerated. And I guess what I'm saying to people is, maybe don't vote for me in spite of what they know about me, but maybe consider that journey, that idea that we all go through things and we come out the other side. And also what?
We don't all go through things. We all go through struggles. I mean, so first of all, again, he's a politician. It's semantics. Things is so broad. Sure. Great, Anthony. You said nothing there. But we don't go through the things that Anthony Weiner's gone through. In other words, we don't abuse kids. Most people, rightfully so, find that to be the most abhorrent of behaviors, as it is. But again, Anthony Weiner's up here. He wants your vote. I'm so glad they didn't vote him in. But what, again, we're going to get to the end of the clip because the end of the clip is the worst part when they actually clap for this guy.
What does it mean? You know, I'm Jewish, but they have this notion in Catholicism around you suffer for a reason so you can be of service at the other end. So I'm not asking people. I'm doing the opposite of what a lot of politicians do when they're in my position. Ignore that problem, pretend it didn't happen, blame someone else. I am saying, yes, I did these things. I got into recovery. I tried to make my life better. And now if I can be of service, and I'm a damn good politician, I come up with answers. Yep. I talk to people directly.
You are.
Yeah, you are. Now, here's the conundrum. Because most politicians are utter social climbing sociopaths, a.k.a. psychopaths. Yeah, no, he's great for a politician. What we need are constitutionalists. We need citizens that want to make the country and humanity itself better. We need more Thomas Massey's. You know, that's why, hey, Bondi, you want to call Thomas Massey a failed politician? Well, he is, because most politicians in this country are completely reviled. Yeah, just like Weiner. Weiner is completely reviled by the vast majority of thinking human beings. But again, this speaks to the culture. He's on television, folks. The host's telling me, let's give him another chance. He should have been booed out of there, you know, on the spot. Let's finish it up.
Don't try to butter over things. I try to be direct. Then why shouldn't I? And if it's just because I have bad things in my past, that's not a good enough reason. I mean, look, all I can be, all I can ever be is who I am right now. And that brought me to this place.
It's surreal. We got a lot to fix. We got a ton to fix in this country. Okay? And that's why I want to speak about this last. Got a little less than 10 minutes in the broadcast. The bombing of these school children. Okay? And this needs to be addressed. All right. Again, I've taken this president to task on a lot of things. I don't like what's going on with the bombing in Tehran. You know, again, a city of almost 9 million people. You go to the metro area, you're talking about 16 plus, almost 17 million. Talking about a comparison of like New York City. You think all of those are military targets? Okay. Now, when this initially happened, with the 175 kids, very upset, posted. I don't like seeing dead kids in my feed. Shocking, I know. Really, it really bothers me. You know, I have a big part in my niece's lives. You know, I'm going to pick them up after this. You know, I spend weekends at volleyball tournaments. Dead kids are a big deal. And immediately, again, these bots that I've talked about, these anonymous losers that won't put their face behind anything, are putting out the idea that Iran killed their own kids. And they've already admitted it. I mean, these were the type of posts. They've already admitted they did it by accident, but they've admitted it. None of that was true. Okay, none of that was true. And even up till right now, again, with this article and many others, it looks like not just an Israeli strike, a U.S. strike. So when I see Trump parrot something like that, you got to take that to task. When he says that it was the Iranians, show me the money. Show me the money. But you really don't even have to show me the money, because you've already made such a wild statement after the fact that I understand why you did it. I know who you are, but my God, man, can we pull this back from the brink? I'm not sure that we can. Put a lot of people in danger of real high-level terror attacks. We have a terror attack on the level or beyond of 9/11 in this country. It's hysteria all over again. And you saw how they were able to lock it down via the COVID-1984 nightmare. If that's a dirty bomb or something nuclear, God forbid, that'll be a cakewalk, everybody. So again, when I see this guy asked whether or not Israel forced his hand in these strikes, now he wants to give a pragmatic answer and say it was a joint decision. Hey, man, you already did it. I get it. You're going to say joint decision. No, he said he may have forced their hand. Do you understand how asinine that is? I don't know how you force the hand of a nation state entity, largely Netanyahu himself, who has had various degrees of like the ultimate power over there. Even when they're able to get him out, he finds a way back in. You got that guy all the way back in 1988, like 38 years ago, talking about Gaddafi, Libya, the Ayatollah in Iran as a possible nuclear power and how they need to be stopped. These people in power have literally been rabid for a large-scale military operation in that area. There's no way you could force their hand. It is extremely upsetting when I hear things like that. You know, forget about the fact that obviously there's more than six U.S. soldiers that I don't like dead U.S. soldiers. Forget about the fact that the Iron Dome doesn't work and innocent Israelis are dying. Don't like that either. Okay? We're in big trouble right here. In this country right now. You know, one of the other headlines that completely and totally infuriated me was after Israel hit the Iranian oil fields. Now, you'd already seen Saudi Aramco get hit and these type of things. Trump goes out there and says he's furious that they did this, and they promised they wouldn't. If you couldn't stop the two wars you promised to stop before you got in on day one, and you didn't stop what was going on in Israel and Palestine, and that operation continues, and you didn't stop after you supposedly destroyed their nuclear sites, where does it end? They have a patch. They historically want more land. It doesn't stop. They want parts of Egypt, Syria, and beyond. I don't want to be in a forever war. I voted for this guy three separate times. And I know that I'm not the only one that feels betrayed by this. At the base level, the no new wars part and trying to stop the ones that were happening is what we wanted, what the real base wanted, what the constitutional base wanted, what the people with their heads screwed on straight and do want this country to prosper wanted. Now, after the oil fields got blown up, you know, pretty quick. I'm not a wealthy man, but I put premium in my gas tank because I want that thing to last. $1.20, it went up overnight. Now, if my gas had gone down $1.20, it wasn't worth one of those 175 little girls' lives. I want to let you know that now. But boy, talk about insult to injury. You know, that's why last night, when I was scrolling in my news feed before falling asleep, and I saw, you know, I hadn't seen InfoWars in a few days. I saw Alex Jones talking about Netanyahu and Lindsey Graham taking Trump next door and going to Pound Town. I bellowed out in laughter. You know, that's prime Alex Jones right there. And not because the situation's funny. It's as dark as can be. It's because I got to laugh through the darkness too. I still, you know, I don't like the hopium. You know, I was never a QAnon sense guy. I tell people right now, there's no saviors on message boards behind the scenes. White hands that are coming to get you. Not happening. But now's the time to step up. We got to be our own heroes. We've got to be extra, extra careful on what goes on in the coming days and weeks, especially while this conflict overseas continues to escalate. And I would love some de-escalation. I'd love to take it from the brink. I am not hopeful, unfortunately. And there are a slew of other issues that go with this, including artificial intelligence and the Defense Department. Sam Altman and the crew just signed off on new AI-driven weapon systems. That's what Google's really been about for the last, you know, two decades plus as an arm of the National Security Agency, partnering with NASA on quantum computing, AI. I mean, you used to have walkouts from Google programmers because they were working on the drone technology and they didn't like it. We need more of that right now across the board, not just at Google, just about anywhere. Folks, we got about a minute and a half. Look, I made some documentary films while I was over at InfoWars. You can watch all of those for free over on my YouTube channel, InfoWarrior. That would be Loose Change, Final Cut, Fabled Enemies, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. And, you know, I just want to wrap with this. InfoWars is a pioneer. Alex Jones is a pioneer. Is anybody going to get it right 100% of the time? No. But they have been bold in the face of evil, deceit, you know, the coming and really biggest threat to humanity, this transhumanist nightmare, all pioneering. Talking about Epstein first and foremost. So the least you can do is go over to the alexjonesstore.com right now. Go grab yourself a t-shirt. Go grab yourself a hat. Go grab yourself some supplements. Let people know. Wear it. Just like I said, don't be an anonymous avatar on the internet. Let people know that you can actually think for yourself and have a conversation. With that being said, folks, it's not about left or right. To this guy, it is always about right and wrong. I absolutely love you. I will see you on the flip side. God bless InfoWars and Alex Jones.
Has InfoWars not delivered? In Gladiator, he chops up the first four guys when they throw him in the ring, or, you know, in the arena, and he says, "Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?"
Well, I would say to you, are you not satisfied? Have we not delivered in the fight against the globalists? You bet on the right horse, and I'm asking you to continue to bet on us as the info war continues on, regardless, as we refuse to submit to tyrants. But the reason this is such a win-win or a non-zero-sum game or a 360 win, the term I coined over a decade ago, is because everybody participating supports freedom, supports the fight against tyrants, the fight for team humanity, against the globalists, and you get incredible products at the same time. So if you haven't tried Ultramethylene Blue or our Bovine Colostrum or our CMOS or our Shilajit, these are all incredible products available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything on the site, you can become a VIP for $30 a month, cancel any time for free, and instantly $40 is put in your account. The second you click in a VIP, when it recurs each month, instantly $40 goes in. So you make $10 to spend on top of the $30 you spend. Special deals, special offers, and with one click in your profile, you cancel anytime for free. So it's a very light commitment, and you get special deals with everything else. So anybody buying anything on thealexjonesstore.com should be a VIP, so make sure you do that. You have until the 17th of March to take advantage of the March mega sale at thealexjonesstore.com. This is one of the biggest sales of the year yet, up to 40% off store-wide, 25% off on the shirts, on the hats, 10% off on things like the collectible knives, and up to 40% off on supplements like Ultramethylene Blue. And the more you buy, the more you save. So take advantage of the March Mega Sale right now, running until the 17th at thealexjonesstore.com, and be the reason we'll always stay on the air. I'm going to salute you and thank you. Take action now.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.